The word today is evil. Welcome to The Word Today with the late pastor and Bible teacher Paul Schrader. Some people wonder why God doesn't destroy evil and bring it to an end. Others wonder if it's God who sends illness into their lives, and if so, why? Here from our archives to answer these and other questions is Pastor Paul Schrader on The Word Today, Evil.
We've been talking about suffering in the life of a Christian. This has a lot to do with the will of God as God leads us day by day in our lives. We talked about the permissive will of God, and we talked about the perfect and holy will of God. Certain things in our lives happen. You know, just living in a sinful world, certainly death is one of those things that happens here in a sinful world. We're going to have accidents, we're going to have diseases, we're going to have financial problems, there are going to be all kinds of things in our lives, and God wants us to understand that He is going to, at some point, rescue us from all this and take us from this life to that life which He's prepared for us in heaven, where there will be no misery, no sorrow, no accidents, no tears. There won't be any suffering, and God wants us to know that His perfect holy will is going to deliver us ultimately to that heavenly home which He has prepared for us. Now, while we're here on earth, there are going to be all kinds of arguments that people who don't believe in God, people that don't want to know or have the faith in Christ, that reject our witness, those people are going to try to mock God, and they're going to say, well, if God is so great, why doesn't God just stamp out evil? If God doesn't want evil, and if God doesn't like evil, why doesn't He just stamp out the devil? Why doesn't He just eliminate all the sin? Why doesn't He just give us a perfect life here? Well, of course, those people are trying to make an argument. They're trying to use an intellectual approach to say, well, it would seem to us that God, if He is so powerful, would simply decide to rule over everything. Well, let's take a look at that and answer them a little bit intellectually here. In the Christian faith, there is a category of theology known as apologetics. Now, that's a kind of a big word, and it's a word that simply means not making an apology. It means to make a defense, to make an intelligent defense against those that use their minds to talk against God. Now, in the field of apologetics, a Christian could say, for instance, to such a person, don't you realize that if God were to do that, that we would all be robots? God would simply stamp out any opportunity to do evil, anything that's wrong, and He would only permit that which is right, then we would all be robots. He would press a button, and we'd all bow down and kneel, and we'd all pray. And don't you understand that if you didn't have the freedom of choice, if you didn't have the freedom of will, and there was nothing to choose that was evil or bad, that all you could do would be good, that you would be a robot? And God doesn't want that. In order to love, you see, love requires you to have a freedom. You have to be free. No one can demand that you love them. No one can demand that you care for them or that you choose to be with them. No one can demand that. Now, in that process, God is saying, and I don't want to demand that of you either. I don't want to make you a robot. I would rather have you love me. Of your own free will, of your own free choice, I would like you to love me. Now, God knows that in our sinful nature we can't do that, so He offers us His Son, Jesus Christ, and He offers us the gift of faith. He says, I will bring you into my family as a child of God through my Son, Jesus Christ. He came, He died on the cross for you. He takes your sins away. And if you believe that, and I will send you the Holy Spirit to work in your heart and life so that you can believe that, I will convert you. I will bring you to faith. That will be the new birth. And now that you are my child, and now that I have made you my child, and you now have the gift of faith, I choose that you would love me. I'm not going to demand it of you in the sense that you won't have any alternatives. There will be freedoms of choice in your life. There is still evil. Satan is still around. And if you choose to go to hell, which would be positively ridiculous, but if you do, you can. I mean, there are people that are doing that every day, which is positively frightening. But now that you have the gift of the Holy Spirit, now that you've been converted, you have another option. You have another choice. And that is that you can follow me. You can love me. You know, there's a beautiful chapter in Galatians. The fifth chapter of Galatians talks about the freedom that we have in Jesus Christ. The unbeliever is not free. You know, believe it or not, the unbeliever thinks they're so free, and yet they are captives to sin. They are captives to Satan. They are under the control of Satan. They have no other choice but to sin. Whereas the believer, who has been set free through Jesus Christ, now has an option, now has a choice. As a matter of fact, the believer is the only truly free person. We have a choice. We can choose to be evil and follow Satan, which would be really stupid. Why would a person want to get back into captivity like that? Or we can choose to follow God, who has redeemed us through his Son, Jesus Christ, and given us this Holy Spirit to live within us, to enable us to live a life that is pleasing to God through his power and through his word living within us. And so we have this freedom, we have this choice. So let's go back now to the question that someone asked, saying, why doesn't God just destroy the devil? Well, God is going to do that. There is going to be a time when God's going to say, okay, that's it, now I'm going to pull the plug on earth, so to speak, and I'm going to condemn Satan into hell where he will live forever, and he will not be able to roam around free on the earth anymore. He will not be able to tempt or bother my people who are my children. And when that time comes, Satan will be condemned to hell forever. There will be no second choice for him or any of the unbelievers. So that time is coming. In the meantime, he is here. He is free to roam around. Christ certainly has power over him, but he's permitting him to be here yet, so that we have the option, we have the choice, because God wants us to choose to love him. As I said earlier, you cannot make someone love you. You have to choose to give your love to someone, and that's what God wants us to do in relationship to him. He wants us to choose to serve him. He wants us to choose to love him and to give thanks to him for the fact that he has delivered us from all this evil. Well, now this world is going to be brought to a judgment too. We call that Judgment Day. God is waiting patiently. You know, some people wonder, why is God waiting? Well, God has answered that in his word also. He has said he's waiting for a few more yet to repent, a few more to come to faith. And that's the whole point of the witness of the Christian church. We have been brought to faith so that we will have life eternal. Now, if that was the only goal of God, he would take us immediately now to heaven, and that would be the end of everything. But he wants a few more people to be saved. And he leaves us here on this planet to make a witness in his behalf, to tell everyone. Everyone has the opportunity to come to Christ, and we are to be the catalyst. We are to be the witness. We are to be the spokesperson for Jesus Christ to bring that message of salvation so that people can have the conversion experience, can have the new birth and become a believer and become a follower of Jesus Christ. That's how one is saved, through Jesus Christ. And it's available to everyone. Jesus Christ died on the cross. He gave his life so that everyone can have the forgiveness of sins. He paid the price for each and every one of us. And so we now are the ambassadors. We're the messengers to take this news to the entire world. That's the reason for these broadcasts. I hope you will desire to become a part of this ministry. I hope you will be eager to let us share the gospel with others as you enable us to do this, as we buy more and more airtime. You know, it costs a lot of money to buy airtime, especially all around the world, because these people are not able financially to help themselves very much, yet the Lord here in America has given us the opportunity that we have, a lot of us have extra things that we can give and extra gifts that we can make to help an international, worldwide radio ministry bring the gospel to the world. So there you have the answer. Why is there still evil in the world? God is waiting. God wants us to have the choice. God is waiting for us to witness to many, many more so that they can come to faith, so that they can have a freedom of choice, so that they can choose to follow Christ and choose to live for him. And one of the things they will immediately start doing once they become a child of God, they will tell their parents, they will tell their children, their brothers, their sisters, their neighbors. The Holy Spirit will work in them a desire, this marvelous gift which they have found from God, the gift of salvation, will be one that they want to share with others. And they will see others that are out in the world and recklessly disobeying God, and they will say, I want to give you an option. I want to tell you the good news. There is a Savior. He will make you his child. Just turn to him, ask for his faith in Jesus.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you. So visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.